This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
Our next guest is an international recognised world leader in the experimental audiovisual performance and composition. And we are very pleased to welcome him into the Joy Studios to tell us all about an exciting new show that starts tonight at the Art House in North Melbourne called Spectral. Robin Fox, welcome to Joy.
It's a pleasure to be here. The event itself is a whole program of different artists who work at this sort of intersection between sound and light. So it's a whole series of exhibitions, and then next week on Wednesday and Thursday night there are concerts where I'll be performing my work Single Origin, which I've sort of performed all over the world, and I finally wanted to do a Melbourne show. So I've organised it at Arts House in North Melbourne. Fantastic venue, full of amazing people. I have a music studio there, so it's like home. It's like my spiritual and creative home. And so doing it there next week, I'm really excited about that. And it's a show that employs lasers, and it synchronises lasers with sound, but in a very particular way. So to get to the nerdy stuff that we were just talking about a little bit off air, what I do with my shows is that I connect the sound and the light at the level of electrical signal. So the same electrical signal that you're looking at is the same electrical signal that you're hearing.
Whoa.
And the idea with that is that it creates what I've coined this term, but it's just something that I've made up, but I call it mechanical synesthesia.
Yes, that was the word I had written down that I've been asking Eddie all morning. How am I going to pronounce that?
Synesthesia is quite a common phenomenon. Apparently 1 in 10 people have the most common form of synesthesia, which is that every time they hear a sound, they associate it with a particular colour.
Yes.
And so there are lots of other types of synesthesia. My mother had a bizarre form of it where every sound had a colour and a number. So she had a number association and a colour association with every pitch and every sound. So I've been interested in this kind of idea, this crossover between your sensory modes, like the crossover between what you see and what you hear, and also what you smell and what you touch. Like, there's a theory that says that when we're born into the world as babies, part of the reason we're freaking out all the time is that all of our senses are actually commingled. So we experience all of our senses as the same thing. So it's a kind of a hard thing to understand.
So whether you're like, seeing it, hearing feeling it, every sound is a feeling, everything, a sensation as well.
Exactly. Every sensation is total in the sense that your synaptic pathways haven't sort of disaggregated yet. So you haven't managed to separate your senses out.
To say that sound. Yeah,
that sound that's light, for example. Yeah.
I'm glad one of us is getting this, Tom,
But the idea is that we're all born essentially synesthetic, and then our neurologically we start to separate out the senses.
Well, that's our training through schools, the way we
It's also a deeply evolutionary thing, because it's much more useful for me to be able to see through my eyes rather than hear through them. It's funny when you start to think about biology, like the little fleshy bits around the sides of your ears are actually designed very particularly so that you can localize a sound in space. So every time you hear a sound, you know immediately where it is. Now, your ears are designed so that you can turn around and centralize that sound so that you can then walk towards it. Because there's a tiny difference in time between a sound hitting one ear and the other. Really tiny, microsecond. And that difference is what tells your brain to turn you in a direction and walk towards a sound, so that you can
actually,
or to run if it was a line in the old days, if it's loud enough. It's interesting too, because sound is the fastest sense that you have, and that's why if somebody makes an incredibly loud sound, you kind of you shoot yourself. Can I say that? You get a fright, right?
Yeah.
But if someone turns on a really bright light, it's just annoying. So it's totally different. It's a different sort of the sound will go directly to your limbic system, your fight and flight response. You know. So anyway, with my shows, what I like to do, because I've connected the electrical signal directly, and like I like to say to people, VJs after shows at festivals will always say, how did you sync the light with the sound so there's no latency? How did you do that? And I say, well, it's actually the dumbest thing you could possibly do. I take the voltage that's making the image and I plug it into a mixer and turn it up. And because it's the same...
So the voltage is making the sound?
Yeah, well, electronic music is basically voltage. It's just moving the speaker cones. So it's whenever you have a voltage, if you're drawing a circle with a laser, If you drew a circle on a piece of paper, that basically, you can break that down into coordinates on what they call an XY plot. So you have like an X and a Y,
yeah,
and you can draw a series of points that will draw a circle. Now, if you think about sound, sound is actually happening on an XY plot, but it's happening over time. So if you take the classic sine wave that we were talking about before...
Yeah, okay, back on track now.
The way to introduce someone to the idea of a sine wave is if you think of the ABC logo, the ABC, you know, that logo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Infinity that, little symbol.
Yeah, well, that's actually intersecting sine tones. That's actually an audio-visual moniker. Oh. It's called a Lissajous figure. And it's basically, you can make that with an oscilloscope using two sine waves and you mix them together and you can hear that image. So, what interested me when I started working with this is that sound is essentially geometry that happens in the air. And so, if I make a sine wave that you can hear, and it would make a very pure tone, like a doot sound, right?
Yeah.
If I actually take time out of that and flip it on itself, it would just draw a circle. And if I make a square wave, which has a different harmonic spectrum and sounds a lot dirtier than a sine wave, if I flip that, if I take time out of that equation, then it will just draw a square if it goes back in on itself.
So blowing my
mind. So the relationship between sound and image is really happening at the level of geometry in the air. And so what I do is just kind of make that real in the space. And so what's interesting to me is the sound that happens is it's quite raw electrical sound. So it's quite, in a way, it's quite brutal sound. And I do come from a noise background. So I used to make a lot of noise and experimental music. Now I make all kinds of music. It's much broader now. But when I used to do noise shows, I mean, half the audience would walk out because it's horrible.
Well, I'm just listening because it can be very... beep box,
That's right.
And I think like looking at it on YouTube would be a lot different to actually being
absolutely
amused or be feeling the sound
Exactly.
So where can we catch this live?
Okay, so I have an installation that's running called Quadra at the moment.
Well, that's the one that's going to be going. That's a free exhibition.
That's a free exhibition.
That'll run from today all the way through to next Thursday.
That's correct.
I do have the times. I believe here it goes from 12 to 6 and 11 to 4 on Sundays. Saturday and
Sunday. Yeah, that's right.
So that's a free one. But from where I was looking, you're using mirrors to actually try to distort the sound?
In this particular installation called Quadra, I actually made it for an art centre in the Gold Coast last year. It was a commissioned piece. And I worked with a helix of reflection mirrors that are sort of in the centre of the space. And I have four lasers that shoot onto those mirrors and create all kinds of patterns.
Okay.
So Quadra is an immersive installation as well. It's the same principle. You're listening to the image and... a lot of it's just wonderful for me when I open a show like that. We opened last night, and people just get so affected by it, but they don't know what it means, and that's what I love about it. It's like it affects people very immediately, but they have no rationale. It's sort of I don't know what that's about, but I love it.
And is that
it,
because it's hitting two senses at once?
Definitely.
As an adult, we're quite separate from. So
exactly.
When it's coming at you from visual, audio, you're feeling it as well through your body.
Exactly. So I like to say that it reconnects senses that have been separated for too long. So it puts them back together.
Yeah.
And it happens so quickly that people can't really, you don't really understand what's happening. It's happening so fast you don't have time to think about it. You're just experiencing it. So it just becomes a feeling. It's all about a feeling. It's not an intellectual pursuit at all.
It's very exciting. Look, can I ask you a stupid question? Because while I was doing some research, I see you have a PhD.
That's correct, yes.
So are you the man that can make me a lightsaber? Is there a chance I could have a real lightsaber?
Look, it's been on my mind as a child of the 80s. Of course,
look
at
your
work. Obsessed with lightsabers.
Okay, so it's not just me. And I was looking at the work, and I thought, "Hang on, he's got a PhD.
Yeah,
he's got that from Melbourne Uni." I thought, "Okay, this could be my chance to get a lightsaber."
You get in some dumb question. I want a dumb question. You've got a mighty fine beard. How do you think mine's? How's mine going? What do you think?
Look, I think you're. You've made a good start.
Yes.
You've made a good start.
Yep,
but really, the secret with the beard is to just ignore it completely for about 20 years, and that's what happens.
All right. Tom, I'll see you in 20 years. Robin Fox, thank you so much for coming in.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.